Welcome to KUOW's Speakers Forum. I'm your host, John O'Brien. In this week's episode, when it comes to favorite things, Sandbox Radio should be high on any radio theater lover's list. The troupe brings talent and infectious enthusiasm to their one-night-only shows. This winter holiday episode, with music help from the Cascadia Big Band, features three performances: Wayne Raleigh's Christmas Town, Parts 1 and 2, Juliet Waller-Prezan's Festival of Lights, a presentation, and A.A. Milne's classic King John's Christmas. Sandbox Radio is produced and directed by Leslie Law and Richard Zeiman, with music direction by Jose Gonzalez. The writing staff includes Scott Augustson, Lisa Halpern, Elizabeth Heffron, and Wayne Rowley. Their next show, New and Improved, will be performed at ACT Theater on December 30th. And Seattle Public Theater is performing Wayne Rowley's Christmas Town, a holiday noir, which you'll hear tonight through Christmas Eve. Thank you to the crew at Sandbox for our recording. Off we go.
Sandbox Radio.
Holiday. Nick Holiday. And trust me, I'm no saint. But if you can pay me half up front, most eves I can probably find what you are looking for. Unless, of course, what you are looking for is comfort or joy. Then you are on your own, because me, I work in Christmas Town. Around here, every night is the night before. But underneath all them twinkling lights, at least two things are always stirring: stiff drinks and trouble.
Are you Nick Holiday, Private Eye?
I turned around and there she was, a drop-dead gorgeous elf. Her legs weren't that long, but where they went made sense.
I need your help, Mr. Holiday.
Call me Nick. What can I do for you, Miss...
Wonderland. Holly Wonderland.
Daughter of E.B. Wonderland? Owner and proprietor of Wonderland's department store?
The same. So you understand money's no object.
So why not just go to Daddy?
Daddy thinks I'm tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. And that's how I like it. They say you're discreet. If the news hounds at the Christmas Town Caroler ever got a hold of what I have...
Ring-a-ling, hear them sing?
Exactly. What I have, Mr. Holiday, is bigger than Daddy. Take a look at these.
Classic mistletoe shots. A couple of holly jollies bumping pie holes under a parasitic succulent tied with a bow and tacked to a doorway.
Look closely. Do you recognize the man in that picture?
Now, hold on just a minute.
Look at the dimples.
How merry.
The cheeks.
Like roses.
And his nose, Mr. Holiday. Look at his nose.
Like a cherry. So, who's the dame?
The dame, Mr. Holiday, is my mother. So I think my pedigree may be special.
Your pedigree? Miss Wonderland, take a look out that window. Do you see that? What do they look like to you, those city sidewalks?
Busy sidewalks.
Exactly. Why? Because soon it will be Christmas Day. It's all they have. It's all any of us have. I don't know what you're after, but go home and rest assured the man in those pictures is not Big Red.
I'm after the truth. If Christmas and I do in fact share a father, I want to know why.
Why what?
Why I'm the only one he never visits on Christmas Eve.
Those are dangerous words, Holly Wonderland.
I've been a good girl, Detective. You have to believe me, Detective. Do you believe me, Detective?
Where can I find you?
I sing most Christmas Eves down at the Gingerbread House.
Of course you do.
Thank you, Detective Holliday. Thank you.
I put up my collar and hit the streets. Christmas Town, the most wonderful town of the year. It didn't add up. If anyone had access to Big Red, it would be the Wonderland family. E.B. Wonderland ran this town from the tinsel clock and the storm drains to the star atop the tree in Town Square. Holly must believe her picks are the real deal to come to me. Believing in things isn't my strong suit. But when she grabbed my hand and looked into my eyes, I knew one thing for sure. My halls were officially decked. And if it meant seeing her again, it was worth peering down a few chimneys. Although I'll admit, I'd never rattled a cage quite as big as Santa's castle before. As expected, a couple of pointy-eared goons stopped me at the front gate.
Can I help you?
I'd like to see Santa Claus.
Go downtown and grab a lap, Seamus.
Crush some imitation leg velvet, gumboot.
Now, you see, for this one, I kind of need the real deal.
Do you have an appointment?
Nah, I was hoping I could just catch him.
Perhaps you're unfamiliar as to what night of the year it is?
Maybe he don't know.
Okay, Flatfoot, Santa Claus. He's a magical Christmas sprite. He circumnavigates the entire globe, delivering presents, hope, joy, and delight to billions upon billions of people in a single night.
It's quite an accomplishment.
So you don't just catch him, Kay, unless you want to unwrap some knuckles with your face.
That's a metaphor for him punching you.
Jingle, don't explain it. It ruins it when you explain it.
Jingle, jangle, what is going on out here?
Nothing, Mrs. C.
This guy says he wants to talk to Mr. C, Mrs. C.
Oh, it's the busiest night of the year.
Well, that's what I told him, Mrs. C.
I've got something for Red, Mrs. Claus. I'm just wondering where he is.
You'll have more fun, lad, if you believe, not wonder.
If you could just tell him Nick stopped by, I'd appreciate it.
Have you been a good boy this year, Nick?
I'd try.
It would be a real shame if anything came along and ruined that, wouldn't it?
It's not every night you get Mrs. C herself to come out of the castle, smile, pat you on the head, and make thinly veiled threats against your well-being. Something wasn't right here on the upper north side. I listened at the gate. No little tin horns. No little toy drums. No Rudy Toot-Toots. No Rummy Tum-Tums. This castle was as cold as a Christmas turducken on the back of a vegetarian's walk-in.
Well, well, well. You always did wait until the last minute to do your shopping, didn't you, Nick Holliday?
Virginia Ribbons, crack reporter for the Christmastown Caroler. I should have known she'd hear the quiet, too.
You working a case, Nicky?
What makes you think that, Ginny?
You're sober and dressed.
Same old Ginny.
Did you hear? E.B. Wonderland called a meeting today. A big meeting. The city council, the mayor, and Big Red, too. Only get this, he didn't show.
It's the busiest night of the year.
Big Red didn't show, Nick. And no one knows where he is. Word on the street is he's gone, Nick. Flown the snow.
I think you'd better tread lightly on this story, Virginia, for now.
We used to make one yule of a team, Nick.
It is good to see you again, Ginny.
How about now?
A little less now.
See you in the wrapping papers, Nick.
I had to find out if Holly's mistletoe picks were real. So I headed downtown looking for Tiny, one of the many unseen denizens of Christmastown. I needed someone who was good at not being seen. And Tiny, he was one of the best.
Hi, Nick.
Jeez! How do you do that, Tiny?
I guess I'm just good at not being seen. I guess I'm one of the best.
How's the leg?
Still gives me a bit of trouble, seeing how it don't work and all.
I brought you a sandwich.
You're in luck. I need a sandwich.
What you got in the envelope, Nick?
Photos, Tiny. I need to know if they're fakes.
Kissy shots, eh, Nick? Wait a minute. Is that?
I don't know. That's why I need them kept safe.
Not seen.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Nick. When you're on the bottom, no one sees you looking up. Because they're all looking up, too.
I knew those pictures would disappear with Tiny, but now I had to try and trim this tree. Mrs. C's trumped up security, the toy shop ground to a halt, and Holly. Was she the reason Big Red wasn't home for the holidays? I was headed back to my office when suddenly I saw them. Antlers popping up on all sides of me. I should have known. His coursers, they came.
Good Christmas evening to you.
Which one are you, Donder or Blitzen?
Nick, those girls don't do these kinds of jobs. They call me Crusher. This is Masher, Mangle, and Flatten. And this is Trample, Injure, Wounder, and Bruisen.
Eight against one. You sure you ladies don't want to call your boyfriends?
That is a joke, yes? Being simple species of subarctic caribou, I do not usually get joke. But you, I like.
Ha ha! Is this the part where you give me to know I have nothing to dread?
Nit!
Half wreck.
Ooh. Ow.
Son of milk cow.
Ow.
Your old lady's a muskox. And your antlers molt in September.
Ow.
You have something we want.
I got bad news.
You don't have?
That. And I'm passing out.
All right, that's enough. Dash away, girls.
The fog was rolling in and my eyes were swelling shut, but I could tell who ordered the hoofwork. She smelled like freshly baked sugar cookies and pain.
I want my gift, Nick. Next time, I won't be playing games.
She was getting away! I knew I had to put a tail on her and right quick, but how was I going to chase her in all this fog?
Where to, Nick?
Rudy! My favorite Christmas town cabbie! You're just in time!
Let me guess. Follow that car?
I was going to say, help me stand up.
Gosh, Nick. A girl might think you'd expect something in return with a line like that. Hey, try not to get blood on the upholstery. I'm trying to run a classy business here.
Is that why the only headlight in this old bucket is an old taillight?
Don't be cranky, Gumshoe. It's my trademark. Hold on. Besides, it cuts through the pea soup better than anything the other packs have got. That's why I'm the best in the... Watch out! Business. Is that the car?
Yeah, that's it. Nice job, Roots.
My only kind, Nix. What you got up there? Business as usual?
Not even close, so stay close.
They're heading into the multi-light district. Flashers, chasers, burnouts. There's a lot of bad bulbs out there.
There! She's turning onto 34th Street.
Oh, good.
I was hoping for a miracle. The gingerbread house. What is Mrs. Santa Claus doing at the gingerbread house? There ain't nothing in there but penny candy.
Be nice, Rudy. And do me a favor. Take this list over to Wonderland's. Pick me up some gifts. Have them wrap them up real nice and meet me around the back.
Now, scram. I'm working here.
Yeah, you're working and I'm famous.
Stage, Holly Wonderland was wild and free, like an elf who finally found her toy shop. I found her dressing room, but she wasn't alone, so I hung back.
Puff out your pastries all you like, dearie. Where are those pictures?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Our entire way of life revolves around the idea that a man can be as good, selfless, kind, and giving as he is. I will not let you sully that because being a Wonderland isn't exciting enough for you.
I don't want Daddy's money.
Do you know what happens to a cookie that stays inside a hot oven too long? It burns.
Try not to let the door sweeten your ass on the way out.
Merry Christmas, Miss Wonderland.
Mr. Holliday.
You were terrific up there.
I'm terrific everywhere, Nick. Would you like a drink?
I sure could use one.
What happened to your face?
I got laughed at and called names.
I thought you were going to be discreet.
Red's not in the castle, Holly.
I've changed my mind, Detective. Give me the pictures back. I'll pay you in full, of course.
Of course. Suddenly, you don't want my help.
Every minute you have them, you're in terrible danger. And you can take your gifts. I can't accept them.
That's okay, Holly. They're for the kids downstairs.
How do you know about them?
I used to walk a beat down here, remember? I used to look in on the girls in the orphanage. Still a baker's dozen worth of street urchins under our feet?
More than that. The gingerbread girls won't turn anyone away. They take them in, give them a bed, give them a hot meal, and keep them off the frost.
Tell me something, Holly. Does Big Red ever visit them?
No, and I don't know why.
Huh. Well, those are for them. You can say they're from Red if you want to.
Maybe I was wrong about you, Nick.
She kissed me. And suddenly, I wanted to tell her my secret, too. Hey, Holly, for what it's worth, he ain't never come to me, either.
Well, Detective, perhaps that's why fate has brought us together. We must be the only two people in Christmastown who've never received a visit.
Oh, Mrs. C just turned up the oven. Follow me. Suddenly the room began to spin and I was on my knees. I'd been had. You. The drink or the kiss?
I poisoned both, actually. I knew you'd fall for at least one. Merry Christmas, Nick.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of Christmastown by Wayne Rawley.
Thank you. I know.
And now, class, Sarah will give her presentation.
Thank you, Miss Fleener. Merry Christmas!
Have a nice day!
Merry Christmas! Have a nice day!
Merry Christmas! Have a nice day!
Sarah! Sorry, Miss Fleener, but in mere moments, this will all make sense.
Just keep it appropriate, Sarah.
Of course. It is around this time of year that the ubiquitous Xmas decorations...
What's your biscuit ass?
Ass!
Ubiquitous.
It means everywhere, all over the place, in your face.
Wait, did you say Xmas?
I did.
My mother says that saying Xmas instead of Christmas is sacrilegious, and you're going to hell.
Being Jewish, I don't necessarily believe in hell, so...
She said hell!
Sarah, you are on thin ice.
Of course, miss. I apologize for the inability of my classmates to stay focused, but I'm afraid that I cannot apologize for attempting to educate those who do not... It is around this time of year that many people begin to think of nothing but Christmas. And so Jewish children, such as myself, are forced to raise up a minor and unimportant ritual so that we too can feel a part of the holiday season. We make this holiday, Hanukkah, into the next big thing every year. Do you even know why?
It's a festival of lights.
Yes, but why?
Because baby Jesus was born in the manger and they didn't have any light.
Nope.
Who cares? You're lucky.
Why?
You get a present every night for like a week.
Not always true.
You have 7 more minutes.
Oh, geez. Okay. Dear class, my presentation is on the story of Hanukkah. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, there was a Greek king who ruled Syria.
Why didn't he rule Greece?
Have you not heard the expression, it's all Greek to me?
So?
It was all Greek to them. End of story.
Can we go to recess?
No, not really end of story. For I have enlisted fellow classmates to help act out the story for further erudition. Actors? Here are your scripts. Lights up!
I am King Artichokus. Antichokus. Antichokus.
Antiochus.
Antiochus. I am King Antiochus. I rule all this land and all that land. I am a Greek who rules much, but yet I am not satisfied.
We are the people of Judea.
I bring you many new gods to worship.
No thanks.
What?
No thanks.
My many gods are way better than your one god.
We're okay.
No, you're not. You gotta worship this guy, Zeus.
Bless you.
This is not a joke.
Oh.
You people of Judea are stupid butt faces, and so I will kill you.
Serious.
Oh, well, it's okay. They didn't kill everyone.
I'm still alive.
Plus, now we're getting to the good part.
And now I will storm your temple. I'm going to destroy this. And this. And look at this cool candelabra.
Not the menorah. It's never been unlit.
Oh, and this special oil that's all blessed and can't be opened, I'm going to pour it on the floor. And just for fun, I'm gonna let some pigs run around.
Come on, seriously?
Somebody help us!
I can help.
No offense, but you're a really old guy.
This is true, but I am also the only one willing to organize. Plus, I have 5 strong sons.
2 minutes, Sarah.
Okay. I'll have to skip ahead a bit. So, the old guy, Mattathias, he went into the woods with his 5 strong sons and some other people, and then they made a plan, and then he died.
Who?
The old guy. Pay attention. So, one of his sons got put in charge because he had the best name. Judah Maccabee.
I am Judah the Maccabee. And you can call me Judah Maccabee. I will pull together an army and fight, the soldiers. I win! Now, to get back into the temple.
This temple is a mess.
Let's work!
And I have repaired the menorah.
Yay!
But there is no unspoiled oil with which to light it. What shall we do?
Judah, I have found one tiny bit of oil, and it is fully unadulterated.
Good work, child. But alas, there is only enough oil for one night, and it will take 8 nights to create more oil.
Well, it can't hurt to try.
Your time is almost up, Sarah.
Okay, so they put the oil in the menorah, expecting it to only burn for one night. But then, a miracle! It burned for 8 nights, which was the exact amount of time needed to make more oil.
Really?
Yes. And now we light candles on the special menorah, one for each night for 8 nights. The end. Any questions?
Do we get cookies?
No. Cookies are for Christmas, because even after all this, I cannot dispute the fact that everything about Christmas is just a little bit sweeter. But I have invited my upstairs neighbor to help prepare and serve the traditional Hanukkah food. Bonjour, chef!
Bonjour, Sarah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my neighbor, Chef Thierry Loiseau, a French man who loves to cook and always wears a hat. And if there's anything the French know how to do, it's fry potatoes in oil.
There's lots of butter.
The story of Hanukkah, as you might remember, is about oil, and so we eat food that is fried in this delicious and forbidden substance.
Why a potato?
And why not?
Miss F., do you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah?
Actually, I celebrate both.
That means,
Regardez! The first latke is ready, and it has your name on it.
Me? What did you get her name on it?
Quiet, mes petits enfants, quiet! This is a secret and I shall never release.
Pile it high with applesauce and sour cream.
Don't mind if I do.
Looks like a latke is in a hat.
Wonders will never cease. Mm. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yay!
My loving people,
King John was not a good man. He had his little ways. And sometimes no one spoke to him for days and days and days. And men who came across him when walking in the town gave him a supercilious stare or passed with noses in the air. And bad King John stood dumbly there, blushing beneath his crown.
King John was not a good man. And no good friends had he. He stayed in every afternoon, but no one came to tea. And round about December, the cards upon his shelf, which wished him lots of Christmas cheer and fortune in the coming year, were never from his near and dear, but only from himself.
King John was not a good man. Shut it! Yet, had his hopes and fears, they'd given him no present now for years.
And years.
And years.
But Every year at Christmas, while minstrels stood about collecting tributes from the young for all the songs they might have sung, he stole away upstairs and hung a hopeful stocking out.
Oh. So many stairs in this castle.
King John was not a good man. He lived his life aloof. Alone, he thought a message out while climbing up the roof.
Oof!
He wrote it down and propped it against the chimney stack.
To all and sundry, near and far, F. Christmas in particular.
And signed it not Johannes R., but very humbly,
Jack. I want some crackers, and I want some candy. I think a box of chocolates would come in handy. I don't mind oranges. I do like nuts, and I should like a pocket knife that really cuts. And, oh, Father Christmas, if you love me at all, bring me a big red India rubber ball.
King John was not a good man.
All right, all right.
He wrote the message out and got him to his room again, descending by the spout. And all that night he lay there, a prey to hopes and fears.
What's that? I think that's him coming now.
Anxiety bedewed his brow.
He'll bring one present anyhow. The first I've had for years. Forget about the crackers. And forget about the candy. I'm sure a box of chocolates would never come in handy. I don't like oranges. I don't want nuts. And I have got a pocket knife that almost cuts. But, oh, Father Christmas, if you love me at all, bring me a big red India rubber ball.
King John was not a good man.
All right, they get it already.
Next morning, when the sun rose up to tell a waiting world that Christmas had begun, and people seized their stockings and opened them with glee. Oh! Ooh! Ah! And crackers, toys, and games appeared, and lips with sticky sweets were smeared.
King John said grimly, "As I feared, nothing again for me." I did want crackers, and I did want candy. I know a box of chocolates would come in handy. I do love oranges. I did want nuts. I haven't got a pocket knife, not one that cuts. And oh, if Father Christmas had loved me at all, he would have brought a big red India rubber ball.
King John stood by the window and frowned to see below the happy bands of boys and girls all playing in the snow.
A while he stood there watching and envying them all.
When through the window, big and red, there hurtled by his royal head
and bounced and fell upon the bed.
An India rubber ball!
Oops! Oh, we love you, King John!
Merry Christmas!
Christmas. My blessings on you, Fall, for bringing me a big red in India.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
The cops picked me up off the floor and dropped me in the interrogation room at Precinct 25D. The hottest seat in Christmastown.
Oh, all right, Holiday. Sit up straight and listen. We think we may have a missing persons case on our hands. A kind of big one.
Oh, come on, Lieutenant Nice. He'll come. This is Christmastown. He's not going to come to Christmastown.
You really believe that, Nick?
Sure. Don't you?
Well, of course I do. But it came up from top, Nick. They're all in a panic up there. The word from the brass is that maybe he's not real. That he doesn't exist. That he never existed.
That's crazy.
So how does he get into people's houses?
Through the chimney.
What about people who don't have chimneys? What about apartments? What if we go to Grandma's? How will he know where we are? See? It doesn't really stand up to very close scrutiny, does it, Nick?
Well, what does any of this have to do with me?
I'm through with being nice, Nick. Oh. I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think real hard about your answer. If Santa isn't real, what happens to the letters I send him? Huh? I put them in the mailbox, so where do they go? Where do the letters I send to Santa go, Nick?
Suddenly, the word on the street was that Big Red's a ruse, and they think I've got something to do with it. The bad part was, I think they might be right. Rudy bailed me out, and we hightailed it back to my office.
Ransacked!
Mrs. C., Holly, the cops, someone wanted me out of the way long enough to turn over my office looking for those mistletoe picks. Rudy, tell me something. Santa Claus, has he ever come to you?
Nah.
But you're the nicest kid I know.
Well, I figure other people might just need him more. But one thing I have noticed, everyone says how much they like the lights. I guess that's what I like, too. I look forward to the lights. I figure maybe that's the reason all our towns sit right smack dab in the middle of winter. Because that's when we need the light most. Be a real shame if the darkness lasted forever, wouldn't it, Nick?
Yeah, a real shame.
You're not giving up, are you, Holiday?
I'm heading back to the bottom, Rhodes, but you, I'm gonna need you to take it all the way to the top. I gave Rudy her marching orders and headed back downtown looking for Tiny.
They're fakes, Nick. That ain't him.
Are you sure?
Turns out there is a very scientific method to know if you're looking at the real thing. Look.
So?
See? You didn't laugh. When you see him, you have to laugh. Whether you want to or not, it ain't him. Is that bad news, Nick?
You might want to stay out of sight for a while, Tiny.
Is it true what they're saying? That Red's gone? That maybe he was never even real?
I don't know.
But if that's true, Nick, then God help us, huh? God help everybody.
Why don't you come out, Holly, into the light?
Give me those pictures, Nick. They're the only proof anymore that Santa Claus is actually real. And Daddy'll do anything to get them back.
Where are you gonna go? Daddy won't find you.
North.
It's cold up there.
I'll bring a coat.
Give me that gun. No bullets. I've worked with better femme fatales, Holly.
Let me go! Daddy says that Red's not real. He's going to tell everybody that he's never been real. I've got to find him, Nick, please. He's all we've got. All any of us has got. Are you laughing at me, Nick? Why are you laughing at me?
I said I was going to help you. Thing is, now I think you actually need it.
Well, isn't this sweet? Hand them over, Holiday.
It's no good, Virginia. The pictures are fake.
So what? Don't you get it? He has to be real. He's the spirit of Christmas.
And nothing is more important than Christmas. It is the most wonderful time of the year.
A time for family and friends and giving and joy and goodwill and love and peace, and I will shoot dead anyone who says otherwise.
She really loves Christmas.
See you in the wrapping papers, Nick.
It's you! Oh God! No!
Ginny stumbled back into the alley. The picture's gone. Her eyes like saucers and a bright, shiny Christmas tree topper stuck right between her shoulder blades. She collapsed in my arms. Holly, get a medic, quick.
Nick. Nick. Is that you?
I'm right here, Jen.
You don't really think he's fake, do you, Nicky?
Come on, Nicky. Be straight with me for once. There's a Santa Claus, isn't there?
Yeah, Virginia. Sure.
Then save him, Nick. Go save him.
I promised Ginny I'd save Big Red, but by now I knew it was going to have to be the other way around. I broke into Wonderland's top office and sat waiting in the shadows as Mrs. Santa Claus herself walked in, looked around, took off her house coat, glasses, and white wig, revealing a fat cat in tails underneath. Merry Christmas, Wonderland. Nice disguise.
Nick Holiday.
I got something for you. It's a bullet. I hope it fits.
I don't think you'll shoot me, Mr. Holiday. You're too interested in what I have to say.
Are you planning to run Big Red out of town for good with some fake mistletoe shots and tell everyone he never existed?
Very good. But these pictures are quite real. This is Chris and Jessica at one of our first office parties. Chris and I were partners then. He made the public appearances. I ran the business side.
But if that's him, how come...
You don't laugh when you see him in spite of yourself? Because, Nick, Santa Claus no longer exists.
How?
Because on a night very much like this one, standing in this very office, I watched him die. Wonderland and Kringles was taking off, you see, but Chris refused to charge for his side of things. Started giving rambling speeches at shareholder meetings about the true meaning of Christmas. So I went to the board. Then I met him here to let him know we'd no longer be requiring his services. We argued. He ran at me, caught his foot on the desk, and his bowl full of jelly carried him right through that window down 20 stories to the courtyard below.
But the people would know the next eve when Santa didn't come.
That's what I thought. But nothing happened. No one dared mention that Santa hadn't actually come to him. They kept right on believing. And they kept right on buying.
You don't care about those pictures. It isn't the man you're worried about. It's what he means to people. That's why you leaked Big Red being a fake to the press. You're planning to shut the whole thing down.
Shut it down? Dash it all, man. I'm trying to save it. Look outside. Those children laughing. Those people passing. Who do you think keeps that going? I do. And despite all that I do deep in their hearts, they feel it, that there may be something more.
And they put all that good into Red. And you think getting rid of Red for good will get rid of it?
Forget about it, Nick. It's Christmas Town. What is that?
I got some bad news for you, Wonderland. Santa Claus is real.
What are you talking about?
Maybe you could push Santa Claus out a window. But the true meaning? It just went underground. It's under the gingerbread house, in the back alleys. It even gave me a ride in its busted down old cab. Big Red is all over this town. He's been waiting, looking for someone to take the reins.
No.
Yeah. You hear that?
It's not possible.
Santa's not just coming to town, Wonderland. He's coming for you.
No!
Only difference is, it's not a he. It's a she.
Hello, E.B.
Holly! No, no. No, no, no. No, no!
Well, Wonderland, stop! I was hoping he'd spill his guts, but not like that.
Come with me, Nick.
Where are we going?
Hold my hand.
Next thing I know, I find myself looking out over the twinkling lights at Christmastown, the most wonderful town of the year. When I was down there, I thought I was the only one Santa Claus never came to. Turns out, the whole town shared the same dirty secret. But from up here, I had to admit, it did look kind of wonderful.
Look at me, Nick.
I turned around. And there she was again. Only this time, she was dressed all in fur from her head to her foot. And I knew in a moment exactly who she was. Eyes, dimples, cheeks, nose, lips, the works. So I did the only thing I could do in a moment like that. Sorry, Holly, I can't help you.
That's going to take some getting used to.
I got them here, Nick. All eight of them. They lined right up.
They loved me.
How did you know it was me, Nick?
Well, I didn't at first, but all that good, the true meaning, it had to be going somewhere. Growing up a little, getting ready.
What if they don't like me? I don't exactly fit the profile.
Things change, sometimes, even for the better.
Thanks for believing in me, Nick.
Thanks for being real, Santa Claus.
Hey, Rudy, if you're ever looking for a job, let me know. I could use someone like you on my team.
Really? Gosh.
Dash away, girls. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, Mr. Holiday.
Happy holidays, Rudy. Someone a whole lot smarter than me once said, darkness is cheap, and Scrooge liked it. Funny thing about darkness, though, it can't last. Eventually, the light always comes back. You can call it what you want. Around here, we call her Christmas. And when she comes to town, I think we'll be ready. We've been getting ready for a long, long time.
Thanks for streaming this episode of Speakers Forum from KUOW 94.9 Seattle. Sandbox Radio is produced and directed by Leslie Law and Richard Zeiman, with music direction by Jose Gonzalez. Their next show, New and Improved, will be performed at ACT Theater on December 30th. Also, Seattle Public Theater is performing the piece you just heard, Wayne Rowley's Christmastown, a holiday noir, through Christmas Eve. Happy holidays from your friends at Speakers Forum. Tune in again soon.